You know, Jesus is coming back.
High on a mountain of transfiguration, an angel of the Lord declared that it would be. He said, don't stand here grieving for the one that you see leaving. In like manner, he's coming back for you and me. And I believe he's coming back like he said.
I believe that a trumpet's going to sound so loud,
one day it'll wake the dead.
In the twinkling of an eye, he'll split the eastern sky.
And I believe he's coming back like he said.
Can you say amen to that?
I believe the time is nearing that we'll soon see his appearing. Oh, this could be the hour. Oh, this could be the day when the saints from every nation, we're gonna lose our gravitation. In the middle of the air, get called away. And I believe he's coming back like he said. I believe that a trumpet's gonna sound so loud, one day it'll wake the dead. In the twinkling of an eye, he'll split the eastern sky. And I believe he's coming back like he said. I believe he's coming back like he said. I believe that a trumpet's gonna sound so loud, one day it'll wake the dead.
In the twinkling of an eye, he'll split the eastern sky.
And I believe he's coming back like he said.
In the twinkling of an eye, he'll split the eastern sky.
And I believe he's coming back like he said.
Can you say amen? Yeah. Hallelujah. Put this back over here. Well, the Lord's been talking to me for a solid month about today. And I've been eating the bread of his spirit for a month, and we're getting ready to take it out of the oven today. You know, when fresh bread comes out of the oven, you know how good that smells? You just can't wait to get a bite. And this is how I feel today. And I want to thank Scott. Thank you for thinking of me and inviting me today in the leadership here. And all of the ministers that have gone before me in this pulpit. I'd like to thank Bishop Dave Dolan, and L.H. Hardwick, my founding pastor, Bishop John Harper, Bishop Gregory Lee Holly, my Reverend Estel Bettis, my grandfather, Reverend Jenkins, my mother's dad, who was a minister of God. You know, I ran from God for many years, and he had to slap me down pretty hard. And I'm so thankful that he did. We're going to be talking today about the Lord's return. And folks, it's getting close. If you've been watching the news, the world is going to hell in a handbasket. And the prince and power of the air, he is getting every issue that he can bring to light. He's trying to destroy God's people. But God is going to win. And we win. I've read the end of the book, and we win. We're going to start today in Revelation chapter 8, starting with verse 6. Then the seventh angels who had the seven trumpets prepared to sound them. The first angel sounded his trumpet, and there came hail and fire mixed with blood that was hurled down upon the earth. And a third of the earth was burned up, and a third of the trees were burned up, and all of the green grass was burned up. The second angel sounded his trumpet, and something like a huge mountain all ablaze was thrown, and a third of the sea turned into blood, and a third of the living creatures in the sea died, and a third of the ships were destroyed. And the third angel sounded his trumpet. A great star blazing like a torch fell from the sky. A third of the rivers and the springs and the waters were burned up. And the star that fell from the sky was called wormwood. And a third of the waters were turned bitter. And many people died from the waters that had become bitter. And the fourth angel sounded his trumpet. And a third of the sun was struck. And a third of the moon and a third of the stars. And so a third of them turned dark. And a third of the day was without light. Also the third of the night. This world as we know it, folks, is going to be destroyed. We need to keep our mind set upon God, because there's going to be a new heaven and a new earth. In 2 Peter chapter 3, the day of the Lord will come like a thief. The heavens will disappear with a roar, and the elements will be burned and destroyed by fire. And the earth and everything that is in it will be laid bare. Since everything will be destroyed in this way, what kind of people ought we to be? We ought to live a holy, godly life as you look forward to the day of God and speed its coming. You hear that? When we look to God, we speed his return. So let's do that today. The day will bring about the destruction of the heavens by fire, and the elements will melt with heat. And we turn again to Matthew 24. Starting with 42. But if we'd have known, if the goodman of the house had known what would have happened, he would have watched and not have suffered his house to be burned up. You see, we need to be aware of the season we are in. We need to be completely aware of the devil's schemes. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, starting with verse 1. But concerning the times and the seasons, brethren, you have no need that I should write to you, for yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night. For when they say peace and safety, sudden destruction comes upon them. In Hebrews chapter 12, starting with verse 26, whose voice then shook the earth. You see, this is God's world. This is God's world, and he's going to win. He's going to lead us to himself. But whose voice then shook the earth? God's voice is going to shake the earth. But now he says, but once more, I'm not only going to shake the earth, but listen, I'm going to shake the heavens. This is going to be something new that the world has never seen. God is going to shake the heavens. And this word yet once more signifies the removing of those things that are shaken, those things that are earthly made, that those things that cannot be shaken will remain. Everything that can be shaken will be shaken. That what cannot be shaken will remain. Now we go back to the Old Testament in Haggai chapter 2, verse 6. Thus saith the Lord, yet once more, yet in a little while, I will shake the heavens and the earth. So in Haggai, he said, the earth was shaken at Mount Sinai, but Haggai is saying, in a little while, I'm going to shake the heavens too. He says, yet once more, and yet a little while, then there's a time, a distance between that. It's going to be a little while, but I'm going to shake the heavens. Jesus begins to speak in Hebrews, and he says, and yet once more, not only am I going to shake the earth, but this time, I'm going to shake the heavens. And if you've been watching the news, asteroids, all of these things they're talking about now, he said, this time, not only am I going to shake the earth, but I'm going to shake the heavens. God is going to do a new thing in the earth. And it's going to be clear who knows Jesus in these last times and who doesn't. Because fear is going to come upon the earth for those that don't know Jesus. It's going to become clear what your heart is set upon. This is what the word shake means. It means to overthrow, to cast down. The root of it means to cause to tremble, to throw men into tremors, to quake for fear. It's a motion produced by winds and storms. Now in Isaiah 65:17, he says, "Behold, I create a new heaven and a new earth, and the former things shall not be remembered, no more shall they come into mind." When you get to heaven, you're not going to have memories of all this terrible stuff that's going on the earth. But God is beginning to shake the heavenlies, because that is where the enemy of this world resides. Right now, the prince and power of the air is Satan, and he's been cast out of heaven down to the earthly sphere in the heavenlies. And that's why you're seeing so much negative things on TV, all of the negative stuff you're hearing. Satan is the ruler of the principalities of the air for a season. But good news, his days are numbered. Hallelujah. God says, "I'm going to shake the heavens. I believe this is going to be the greatest, listen to me, this is going to be the greatest end time revival the world has ever seen. You are being in position to be the light. When things get dark, your light is going to draw people to Christ, because that is the way God had set up. Remember the first advent? Remember when the wise men followed the star? Three wise men out of all of the east. What was everybody else doing? They were going on about their life like it was no big deal. That's kind of like it is today. Everybody's going along like everything's fine. We don't care that the political stuff is bad, and China and the viruses and all of that. But you know, the three wise men, they followed the star until they met Jesus. And the world today is still going on and on. It was like the wise men that were warned from heaven that Jesus is coming. See that light? Jesus is coming. Jesus is coming, born of a virgin. Well, I'm here to tell you, Jesus is coming again. Only this time, he's going to come in his royal robe on a white horse to rule. And dear friends, we are beginning to see signs in the heavens. People are going on in this world as we know it. They think this world's going to be like it is forever. Wrong. This world as we know it is coming to an end. The things in the heavens are going to be shaken. At that time, the sign of the Son of Man will appear in the sky. Hallelujah! The darker it gets, the closer we get to Christ. He's going to appear in the sky, and all nations will mourn. Those that don't know Christ will mourn. Matthew 24:32. Learn a lesson from the fig tree. As soon as the twig gets tender and its leaves come out, and you know summer is near, even so, when you see all these things, you know that it is near, right at the very door. And I tell you the truth, this generation that sees these things will not pass away until he returns. The end season is now. Heaven and earth are going to pass away. Heaven and earth are going to pass away, but his word will not pass away. The last days there will be signs in the sun and in the moon and in the stars. I've done some research. Astronomers have found the most glowing light in space. The brightest light you've ever seen. They say there's nothing that can equate to the brilliance of that light. They can't explain it. They say it's the most brilliant light they've ever seen, and they cannot explain it at all. They say this looks like the whole black hole in space, and there's a bright light behind that hole they can't explain. I think it's heaven. I think it's heaven. Astronomers have found an exploding star that looks like the hand of God in brilliant colors. And one astronomer said it looks like the hand of God. You know, our newest Hubble telescope is bringing images from space that we have never seen before. Even astronomers, earthly astronomers, and NASA say it looks like the hand of God. Doesn't the Bible say that the heavens declare the glory of God? The heavens declare his glory, and so do we, amen? Jesus said in these last days there will be signs in the heavens and in the stars. I believe, this is my belief, that Christ is going to will come back again in our lifetime. In Matthew 24:36 says, no one knows the day or the hour, not even the angels in heaven, but only the Father. But we can know the season. We are not unaware of the devil's schemes, and we know this is season of his return. There are things happening in the sky. There are things happening in the moon. There are things happening in the sun. They did took a picture of the sun, and part of the sun is going dead. Part of the sun is drying up already. And what about the four blood moons? This has only happened four different times in history, and it all is in conjunction with the Jewish calendar. Jesus talks about the fig tree. Israel became a Jewish nation in 1948. And Jesus said, this generation that sees this, Israel returned to a nation, will not pass away till he returns. I got a book recently by Dr. Thomas Horn. He's the president of Skywatch TV, and God gave him a dream, a vision. He said it was more real than the earth that he lives in. It was the Wormwood Prophecy in Revelation. Tom Horn dreamed about this asteroid called Apophis. So before I read any more of the book, I went to Google. I went online, I typed in Apophis. What is Apophis? And it says it's an asteroid. Even Google found Apophis. It's an asteroid they say is headed towards the earth. It is. So I'll tell you the rest of that dream. He said it was in full color. God showed it to him. Full color in cinematic vision. It felt like I was there. It was more real than my earthly experience. And here's what he saw. He said, I was running across this mountain, knowing somehow that behind us an asteroid was coming towards the earth, and there were thousands of us. By the way, everywhere around the earth, people were falling on their face before God, begging for mercy. God, deliver us from this terror that's coming. And here I go back to my computer again, Apophis. It's coming. He said, I was in a full panic. Then I felt it hit the earth. It hit in the Pacific Ocean between California and Mexico. And as soon as it hit the earth, it was shaking so much that nobody could stand up. And I heard a terrible cracking sound, like the mantle of the earth was literally ruptured. And then I went back to the revelation that I had read to you. It's describing an asteroid, the different aspects of an asteroid hitting the earth. Thomas goes on to say, it was so real to me, I thought it was happening. And as soon as I woke up, I started writing it down. And a voice spoke to me. God spoke to me in my room so loud. And it said, Apophis. God revealed the dream. Apophis, God spoke to Tom. And he heard a single word, Apophis. And he said, I knew there was an ancient chaos god, a dragon of Egypt that they called Apophis. And I knew that NASA had named an asteroid Apophis. But I really didn't know anything more than that. So I got up and started doing research. Listen to this. He says, this dream was so real. And he said, listen, he contacted his friends at NASA. And he said, I got a hold of him and in the book. And one thing led to another. The international space agencies included the European Space Agency and NASA. Here's what I believe. I believe it's the biggest cover-up this world has ever seen. Because NASA and the European Space situation, they don't want to scare you. They don't want you to know the truth. They don't want you to know that this asteroid's coming towards Earth. It is. It's going to hit Friday the 13th, April 29. April 2029. If you do your research like I've done this last month, Apophis is going to They say, NASA says, it's just going to take out all the satellites. That's what NASA's trying to let us believe. Oh, it's going to come so close, it's going to take out all the satellites in Earth, but it's not going to hit the Earth. But it's more likely than not, Apophis is going to make impact on the Earth, and I believe it's going to be the fulfillment of chapter 8, verse 10 and 11 in Revelation. Do a Google search on your own when you leave here today. Get on your computer and do a Google search about Apophis. It's 370 meters across, 1,200 feet wide. Let me give you an image of how big it is. 3 football fields wide. It is so big, it's wider than 3 football fields. It's traveling at the speed of 28,000 miles per hour. It weighs 20 million metric tons, and its impact, as one of the masters on mapping technologies says it does, if it hits the Earth in 2029, which it's likely to do, it's going to come around along the border of Mexico and California. It's going to be highly densely populated, and the estimate depths, tens of millions and billions of people are going to die. And the Earth, and all, it's going to be equal to every atomic bomb in the Earth going off at one time in one place. NASA astronomers that he spoke to, impact specialists actually from the Pentagon, they say it's like every nuclear bomb going off at one time on the Earth. What's our takeaway this morning? The Lord is coming back. Time is short. Listen, this is God's planet. The universe belongs to God. He created the universe. And we are His workmanship. We are. There's no reason to have any fear this morning about hearing all these facts, because God is in control. But the Lord said to me when I was preparing this, He said, Don, let judgment begin with the house of God. Purify your hearts. Purify yourself today, Don. Just be sure you are ready. Because I believe before this asteroid hits the Earth, we're going to see the Lord coming to take us home. We're created by God, and we're created for His glory. So this morning, as we the candle is lit, that the Lord's coming. Well, I'm saying if the candle's lit, because He's going to return, and we got to be ready. Sanctify yourself and receive the light of His glory today. What does the Bible say? Today is the day of salvation. Today. This is the greatest opportunity. Listen to me, each of you. This is the greatest opportunity in your life as a Christian to evangelize those around you. And I'm, you know, I got to be careful who I talk to at my hearing practice. You know, if somebody comes in and says, well, you've only got a few more years because the world's going to be destroyed, you know. They're going to think I'm crazy. But it's fact. This is the greatest opportunity for us. Because the closer we get to this event, listen, within 5 years, you'll be able to see it with your personal telescope. You'll be able to look in space and see it racing towards Earth. 2 years after that, you'll be able to see it with your naked eye in the nighttime sky. So close. The closer we get to this event, the opportunity is going to be so great for us to talk about Jesus, the imminent second coming of Christ. My question to you this morning, are you ready? Will you let your light shine in these last days? I believe it's going to spawn the greatest awakening this world has ever seen. I do. You know, NASA can't stop this thing. They can't. But we can pray, and God can mitigate. God can do that. If we, you know, even in the Old Testament, in the book of Nineveh, God was going to destroy Nineveh. They all prayed, and God averted the disaster. I believe God can do that too. Here. I believe the reason Donald Trump, when he was president, started a new space agency was because religious leaders had his ear and told him about this prophecy. Wormwood Prophecy by Dr. Tom Horn. You can go online and get the book. I got three of them, and I'm going to give Todd one. I'm just scratching the surface here. It's a benchmark. We remember the rebirth of Israel in 1948. In 1967, Jerusalem was united with the state of Israel. And the Lord said, this generation is not going to pass away until the Lord returns. The Bible says, when you see these things, what things? When you see the destruction of the earth coming. When you see these things, and you're going to. I'm telling you, you're going to. It's coming. But when you see these things, when this great shaking starts coming, look up, because your redemption draweth nigh. Look up, because Jesus is going to take us home. Lift up your heads and rejoice, because your redemption draweth nigh. God is going to prove, what a mighty God he is. The devil isn't going to win. We win. As we get close to the coming of the Messiah, we're getting close to the end of the age. We are. And from now on, when you see the news about mitigating space travel and destroying asteroids, think about this message. Think about it, because there's a reason they're doing that. God will not be mocked. There's going to be a new heaven and a new earth, the home of righteousness. But listen, God hasn't given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and a sound mind. I can sleep tonight because I have let you know what God's been talking to me about. Now, what you do with it, that's between you and God. But I am telling you, change is coming. Let us cleanse our hearts and be filled with His free grace, because free, God's grace is free.